is Oluwafemi Oluwadurotimi Popola. I'm the author of the book I Am Existence, and this is the I Am Existence podcast. In this episode, we will be speaking from chapter 2, and the title of this chapter is What is Evil? To many people who consider evil, the people just think evil is something that is bad. And if you're more from a religious perspective, you consider evil to be something that that displeases God, or evil is something terrible happening, or something that makes God unhappy. And all of these, in my understanding, according to the book, don't capture the entirety of what evil is. Because evil extends beyond what one person considers bad, or even what God considers as bad. So I'm going to clean that up. Just hear me out. So the Bible says that God created on the first day, he said, let there be light, and he looked at it and he said it was good. And the second day and the third day, and everything was good like that all the way to the sixth day. One thing that he noticed on the sixth day, he said, it is not good for man to be alone. And then he made the woman. And then the Bible says in chapter 2 that God looked at everything, and behold, everything was very good. Good means that it fits into his plan, or what he envisioned for what he was creating. God, from before God even began to say, let there be light, and let there be this, and let there be that, he had already planned that he was going to make man the centerpiece of his creation on earth, and man was going to be a land-based creation. If there was no man in God's vision, there will have not been any need for him to have said, let the dry land appear. If man was not a creature of light who has to operate, because just a few hundred years ago, once the sun goes down, everybody goes to bed. When the war between Nikola Tesla and what's his name now, Thomas Edison, came about with electricity and lighting and all of that stuff, it was that enabled men and women to begin to carry on activities beyond dusk. Men by nature have to operate in light. If God did not envision man and intend for man to operate in light, there was no need for him to say, let there be light. There was no need for him to say, let the sun rule over the day and be light in the sky. There are creatures that operate in darkness easily and very, very comfortably. Owls operate in darkness. Bats are blind. They don't even need light to do what it is that they do. And there are many creatures that navigate their way around using sound. They don't need light. So God had a vision of what he intended for the earth. He had a vision of man. He had an idea of what he intended man to be like, and man was going to function in an environment of light. So when God was saying good, it was good because it met his plan, it met his design, it met his standard. Now, when God told Adam and Eve, or he told Adam not to eat from the fruit of the tree in the garden, it wasn't because the tree itself was poisonous. It was because the eating from that tree, whether because of the fruit of the tree itself or because of the act of disobedience, was going to open up existence to a new reality that God never intended. Whenever something encounters a situation it is not intended to encounter, that state or that experience is called evil. Let me give you an example. In the Old Testament, God told the children of Israel that when they go out to war, they are to bring in the spoil and all the different things, and whatever it is that they bring in needs to be purified. Then that there were two instruments or elements that are used for purification. The first is water and the second is fire. Now God said that everything has to pass through water. The clothes, the gold, the silver, the pots, the pans, the women, the slaves that they bring in, all of these things need to be purified with water. So there's a water purification ceremony that everything has to go through. And then anything that can endure the fire should also be purified with fire. So all the pots, the pottery, the iron, the gold, the silver, and the different things that they're bringing in has to go in through fire. Why? Because those elements are comfortable in a fire environment. If you were to take cloth and say you want to purify it with fire, what you're going to have is evil, because the cloth is not created to experience fire. If you take wood, a wooden table, and you say, oh, I'm supposed to purify this table, and then you pass it through the fire, that wooden table would burn up. It would be destroyed. And that situation is considered evil. So evil is anything experiencing a situation that it is not supposed to experience. That is the broad generality of what evil is. And because God created humanity to experience life in a certain way, He told Adam, He said, in the day that you eat this fruit, you will surely die. When God was making man, He was not looking at man and thinking, oh, how lovely it would be for this guy to grow up, and then in the next 50 years, 60 years, his skin starts getting wrinkled, he starts having kidney problems, liver problems, and by the time he's 60, he's having enlarged prostate, and then his wife is having breast cancer, and all of these things, and bad breath, and all of these horrible things. No. The first set of people that God put upon the earth, and their generations after them, lived to be well into their hundreds, 800, 900 years old. And these people, because death was not designed, corruption was not designed as a part of their existence. And it took so many generations for it to work its way into the human reality that after the flood, Noah and his sons all lived to be well into their 600, 700, 800, 900s. And then very rapidly after that, you see the life expectancy or the life period of the descendants going from 700 to 400 to 300 to 200. And by the time of Abraham died at about 170 something years old, and he was considered an old man. Noah was 500 years old when he started building the ark, and he built it for 100 years. And in all likelihood, he built it by himself. So a 500 year old man who's agile enough to build essentially like a cruise ship that can hold all these different animals, working with tools. Maybe they had power tools, maybe they didn't, because that's another conception that we have, that everybody, it's only in modern times that we have all these power tools. Imagine having someone like Einstein and Nikola Tesla and all these other people living to be 500 years old and building on their ideas, and the ideas spread. This was how Adam was, this was how Cain was, this was how Seth was, and these guys lived to be very, very many years. And it's very possible that they had quite advanced technologies. There are many discoveries that are being made now, archaeological discoveries, where we see highly advanced technologies. And there are also many monuments on the earth right now that people cannot explain. Even with the technology that we have, we do not know how these things were done. So those guys lived to be all these many years and had all this time to come up with all these things. So it took a long time for death and corruption and sin to eat into the very soul of humanity, to the point where now when a person gets to their 40s or their 50s, they are considered elderly. You were just starting out life back in those days. So that is one thing that can be taken away from this chapter. Another thing to take away from this chapter is this: a lot of times we ascribe evil to the devil. And just one very quick thing to point out here: when the devil was trying to get the portal of evil to be opened up to humanity, he did not give the woman something from himself or itself. He didn't give her one of his eggs to eat. The thing that opened up humanity to the reality of evil was something that was completely separate from the serpent. It was a tree that was wholly separate from the serpent. So the serpent or the devil is not the originator of evil. Evil is something completely different. Evil is essentially just living a reality that God never designed us for. That design did not change when we fell. And I'm going to wrap up with this. There was an illustration that somebody gave one time that has really given a very good illustration, in my mind at least. It gives a very good analogy of what happened at the fall. He said, if you have a bus, of a 16-seater bus or a 32-seater bus or whatever, however many seater buses there are, I don't know all these things, and it's going from Lagos to Enugu, for instance, and then along the highway somebody throws a log, has fallen in the middle of the road, the driver doesn't see it in time, and before he gets a chance to do to react properly, he has to swerve off the road, and the bus goes into a complete tumble, flips over like 16 times and then stops. In that situation, some people are going to die, some people are going to be critically injured, some people are going to be amputated, some people are going to be seriously injured, and a handful of people, as crazy as it may sound, will come out of that situation completely unscathed. And that was what happened at the fall. Every creature was affected, but we were affected in different ways. I do not believe that God created lions to eat flesh, because that would mean that death was factored into the creation of the animals, and death only became a reality after the fall of man. So I do not believe that tigers, lions, and all of these things were created to sustain their nourishment. Their nature was changed after Adam did what he did. But the thing that opened up this reality was not from the devil. Yes, we may ascribe evil to the devil now, and anything that we see evil, we say, no, it's the devil. But no, originally that was not the case. So one takeaway from this chapter is this, and it's going to be a consistent theme through the entire book. Satan is not responsible for all evil. He may wear the face of it. It's just like for anybody who watches basketball or WNBA or who has been following it. I don't watch it, but I follow it. I followed it in the last season. Caitlin Clark did not create the WNBA, but at some point she became the face of it. Satan did not create evil. Somewhere along the way, he became the face of it. So when we are thinking along the lines of evil, we need to understand, it's good for us to have a proper understanding of where to look in when situations arise.